Well, today on the Trending 55 hot seat, we get a minister I don't believe we've had on the show yet. It is Rick Wilson, the Minister of Indigenous Relations for the province of Alberta. I guess, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, thank you so much for inviting us. It's an honor to be on your show and talk to your listeners.
And, of course, one of the big stories kind of around the country lately has been the residential school sites. And, you know, it kind of started a few weeks ago, the site in Kamloops, the 215 bodies that were found there, and then last week, out in Saskatchewan, that one they were found over, I think it was over like 750 something. So I'm at a loss for words. I think a lot of other people around the country are regarding this. I guess what are kind of your sort of thoughts on some of the situations that we're seeing here on that?
Yeah, you know, first of all, my thoughts go to all the families. I mean, it's a tremendously troubling time, and I know a lot of people I've talked to. This is it kind of put it away, and now it's triggered those feelings again.
And, of course, with all that going on, the province is taking steps when it comes to you know, research being done on some of the residential school sites here in this province. And they've got this grant that'll help lead some of the research into the residential school sites. Why don't you kind of tell us a little bit about how that grants program is going to work here?
Well, thanks, Val. And when this first broke, Premier Kenney came to myself and Minister Gwilbysh of Service Alberta and asked us to take the lead on this to make sure that we're living up to the Truth and Reconciliation's commissions. And so we brainstormed one night into the wee hours deciding how we could move best forward on this. And from my end of it, I thought the best way we could do is to develop a grant that would help the various communities research into where missing graves are or however they want to do it. And the big thing I wanted to come up with was turn it over to the communities to decide how they want to do it. Like, I didn't want it to be just a government-led program. I just wanted to have the funding there and make it available to the various communities. And then, so I'm talking with different community members and elders. Everybody's got different feelings. That's how they want to move forward. Like, some might want to do the ground-penetrating radar. Some might want to do round tables, talk to elders, and find out which kids didn't come home. I mean, it's such a tragedy. So we thought the best thing to do is just make the money available and then leave it up to the community to decide how they want to move forward with it.
And, of course, there are quite a number of residential school sites across the province. In fact, just in our region, I think there's the St. Augustine one just outside of town here in Peace River. You go up to the Mackenzie region around High Level, there's some sites up there over in the Big Lakes around High Prairie, and there's probably a few others in the region that I know I'm probably forgetting off the top of my head. Well, I guess what kind of a timeline could we potentially see here when it comes to sort of the process with these different groups and trying to go through all these sites and all that stuff that you mentioned there?
Yeah, well, like you say, there's sites all over. Like right in my, I grew up at Pigeon Lake, and a lot of my friends went up to there was a one right in Muscatese, the Erminskin School, and then of course Blue Quill and Palm Maker. They're all over the province, and so we have to. I think it's 25 altogether, but there's probably going to be more that are going to come up as well, and so we decided we got to get on this right away. And so we made the money available. Actually, it was available last week already, so they could start going on our website and making applications. And we'll be contacting First Nations directly, too, to let them know how to get involved in that. And it'll be running out over the next year. We want to get the money out as quickly as we can so that they can do their research and start this, basically start the healing process. I know one lady, I was at a memorial out there where I lived there, and she says, we can't heal in isolation. We have to do it as a community. And I think that's important. Get the money out there. Get the people working on different projects and start the healing process.
Chris, as I mentioned earlier, the cursor is some of those sites up in our region as well. When it comes to with these sort of research grants that are available out there, you know, if groups around here want to get in on some of that, how could they go about doing that?
Yeah, like there's quite a few up in your area. I'm just looking at the sheet here. And the best way is just to... when we're done, it's a pretty long website. I'll give you the website address so that you can put it onto your links and then people can access it there. And then we'll have it linked up in our areas as well. And the MLA from up in your area has been a big help with this. And you'll be able to contact your MLA's office and get the information there as well.
And finally, whenever we do have a guest joining us here on the Training 55 Posse, we always like to go a little bit into the personal questions. It's kind of our way of showing, you know what, these politicians are people too. Now, when it comes to you, obviously, it's probably been a very interesting the last little while, probably a lot of stress out there. Now, when you have a free time, when you're not busy as your minister job or as the MLA for your constituency, what's kind of sort of the personal activity that you like to do to kind of unwind a bit?
I don't really have any personal time, but I do have a fairly big family. I've got 4 kids and 7 grandkids, and unfortunately we haven't been able to get together too much because of COVID, but just on the last weekend we did an outdoor event there with we had some birthdays that we'd been backing up for quite a while, so it was sure nice to see the grandkids again and get everybody back together as family.
Yeah, it's always nice to get families back together again. Anyhow, we'll get you back to your busy stuff out there. Minister of Indigenous Relations, Rick Wilson, thanks for joining us here today.
Well, thank you for taking the time to do this, and this is such an important thing that there's going to be a lot of events happening as we go across the province. I know just in my area there's a big rally coming up Thursday, July 1st, and there'll be other events happening across the province, so I encourage people to go out and just take time to talk to people and listen to their stories.